So some in government say that gun-related deaths are preventable. Are they? Can you? How do you do it? It's interesting to see that the statistics of gun-related deaths are so high across North America. We have politicians. I'm not sure if they've ever, well, anyway, we can go back to whether or not they've ever experienced a gun-related death or had that happen or what said they are on the gun control issue. But are they preventable? How do you do it? Background checks? People with mental illness not getting guns? Well, that's true. A lot of criminals don't go out and buy them from the local gun store. There is a black market of firearms out there across the world that no executive order in the world can stop. So how do we prevent them? I wished we could. I'm not sure. I'd like to see the ideas on what to do. Okay, a stroke of the pen, tightening up some of the laws, it's a good thing. But that black market that's out there, or the criminals that already have the guns, is something that you're not going to stop. And what about those who legitimately and legally want to have a firearm? They want to have that right to have a firearm to protect themselves or whatever, and they do it legally. So tightening up control, like they do in Canada and France and other places, Australia, around the world, Chicago, really doesn't work most of the time. But if we can prevent one death, show me the statistics. It was interesting to see at a recent hockey game in Boston that they were able to stop some lunatic with a trunk full of guns there. The problem is he already got them. So I'm interested to see how these preventable deaths, how these deaths can be prevented, how, well, we can just keep going on and on and on. I'm not going to complain too much about this. I'm just asking, show the evidence. Take a look at the cities where you've done this and see where you've gone wrong and see what can be done right. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.